Hello, everyone. Today I'm going to be sharing an essay that I originally shared on my Substack. So if you would prefer to read the transcript of this podcast, you can check out the Substack link in my description. Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead and read it to you now. Thanks again for listening. Our energy body begins with the red ray and goes through the violet via the seven colors of the rainbow. Each color station has its own discrete energy that corresponds to the densities of our creation. Each subsequent density has an increasing amount of light which can be accessed. Each chakra also has an infinite level of subdensities through which to express that light. Ross says that the chakras must be cleared in order, and that becomes apparent when one understands the subtle shift in awareness that happens as the inner locus ascends to a higher station. Each catalyst that we experience is first processed through the red ray. If the red ray is mostly unblocked and balanced, catalyst moves to the orange. It progresses until it cannot go any further. This is the inner locus. There are actually two energies that meet within the energy body. The red ray is the south pole, and this pole pulls its life force slash experiential nexus from the planetary energy web. Ra calls this energy in-streaming and upward spiraling. It is congruent with the snake of the Kundalini. In fact, Egypt used the snake to represent the upward spiraling light as well. However, Egypt had the second symbol, the vulture, which represents the downpouring and streaming of infinite intelligence that enters through the north pole of the violet ray. To whatever height the snake rises is where the vulture can meet it. The vulture cannot come down and meet the snake. Birds of prey are vulnerable when grounded with a snake. The snake must uncoil and reach up to the vulture, who flies with the wing reaching down like the bird in tarot card number 3. It's actually the meeting point of these two energies that creates the inner locus. Our inner locus is essentially the highest point of our energy body that we can sustain using with our own personal configuration of blockages. A chakra can be completely or partially blocked. Most people on Earth have an inner locus somewhere in the orange or yellow rays, the further rays being totally blocked from awareness. All of us incarnated third density entities, consciously or not, are seeking to move the inner locus into the green ray. This is harvest ability. As we open and work with what Ra calls the compassion circuitry, this is how we meet the requirements for the cessation of automatic incarnation and graduate into fourth density. As our inner locus climbs higher, it then becomes about recognizing and removing minor blockages that are limiting the flow of energy as it continues to reach for the higher chakras. Work in the lower three chakras essentially involves taming the animal body. We are bound to our bodies as our vehicles through this incarnation, and our bodies are heavy and influenced by chemicals and vibrations in ways that are veiled from us. We're truly just very fancy apes who don't even realize that we're apes. Part of the human condition is exalting ourselves and how far we've already risen above the animals who persist in second density. This is how we've become so separated from the natural world. And this is why the general arc of humanity must bend towards reconnecting with nature and most especially ourselves, our own animal body. As we learn to love and accept the follies of the human animal, releasing our mortal fears, we begin to move into the eternity of the green ray, the heart chakra, the center of being. Of course, there's a different kind of fear that creates a resistance towards moving into the heart. Once we've understood and tamed ourselves, how can we then connect with those who aren't quite as tamed? How can we feel safe engaging with those animalistic emotions within another? We have so much work we get to do with compassionate empathy, and all of that work is infinitely valuable to the planet right now. We can stop there and be satisfied. It's perfectly fine to be a little foolish green ray entity radiating love all of the time. Or we can begin to move our locus even higher. This is usually the work of wanderers, those who have already been through these portions of the energy body. For wanderers, it's about penetrating the forgetting and remembering what is already known. For third density entities who have moved into fourth, this is a bit more of a difficult lesson, but it is possible thanks to the intensity of catalyst here in third density. Ross says that the green ray is a springboard to the blue and the blue to the indigo. Once we make it into the blue ray, this is where we can access what are colloquially known as the powers of manifestation, becoming co-creator. The wisdom of the blue ray is a level of awareness, not a level of accumulated knowledge. You can read every tome written by every master, but still not achieve a higher level of awareness if you don't do what Ra calls reversing the analytical process. This is why meditation is so important in the spiritual journey. Wisdom is a vibration and not an intellectual state. Also, true manifestation on the positive path isn't about using our will to get whatever things we want. Ra says, things come not to those positively oriented, but through such beings. A positive Blu-ray being is using their powers to heal, teach, and manifest for others. Of course, a Blu-ray being also understands creation takes care of its own and worries not about what one might salivate over when one thinks of manifestations of will. The positive Blu-ray being doesn't worry about their daily bread. This is why it takes so many excursions through the heart to fully access the Blu-ray. If we use wisdom for separation, to exalt ourselves over others, well, we invoke the negative bite of the snake. The indigo ray, then, contains the infinity of possible experiences available to the far-seeing adept. When we penetrate the violet ray, this is when we can really directly program or reprogram our experience via our incarnative state. This is the process of an entire lifetime. There's no peak or permanent optimal functioning of the chakras. They are always in flux, reacting to our experiential nexus. They can always become ever more faceted and crystallized. If one becomes fully balanced and has no more use for third density catalyst, they will leave this incarnation. However, the positive entity will never choose to leave its incarnational nexus, because they know the power of their higher consciousness can do so much more good being carried in the body of a human, even, especially, if that means continuing to process the distortions that creep through the human mind-body-spirit complex. The red ray. The red ray is where our energy body begins. Here is where we connect to the Malkuth, the energy that exists on our planetary sublogos. If our energy body is a pipe corresponding to our spine, this is where the pipe starts and begins its flow of spiraling light upwards, creating our Earth experience. In the red ray, we are existing as a chemical formation, and just by that very existence, we alter the planet in every moment. This is why all catalysts must first come through here. We must take into stock our physical presence and its effect on the entire planet. With every breath we take, we have a choice of our being. Planet Earth is going through a very difficult transition into fourth density right now, and the vibrations are chaotic. Wanderer or not, it's easy to reject the experiences offered here on our literally burning planet. One of the first and easiest ways we reject our experience is through the use of mind-altering substances. Let me say that I myself use marijuana, so I'm not here to point fingers or judge at any station of the energy body. I think there are very few who exist on this planet who don't use any sort of altering chemicals to create more ease or pleasure in their experience. This, however, is a fundamental blockage in the red ray. As long as we seek to alter our experience artificially and externally, we are not fully accepting the unadulterated potential of that experience. The red ray is also our most primary sexual ray. A lot of sexual frustration begins here in the red ray as a failure of the primal urge to engage in reproduction of the bodies. The Logos gave us this drive to, 1, help populate the planet, and 2, force us into relationships with each other, relationships that may likely culminate in a child that would offer intense catalyst to the parents and others around them. Frustration with rejection is normal, but we can work the energy upwards with the acceptance that while sex is a peak experience and almost always welcome for many of us, it's often long coming in third density. We aren't entitled to the bodies of other selves, though the red and orange rays certainly make us believe that we are. Most of us at one time or another have experienced the limitation of being locked in red ray levels of focused awareness, whether being in a slow motion survival situation or being so overcome with sexual desire that there is no deviation from that fixation. When we are locked down within that red ray frame of mind, there's no possibility of seeing outside it until the immediate red ray catalyst is resolved. The survival drive is primal. One thing that wanderers often deal with as far as red ray traumas and blockages is suicidal ideation. If you spend a significant portion of your space-time considering or wishing for an untimely death, this creates a lot of trouble in the red ray. Carla was able to will herself to almost death at age 12. The will is very powerful. If you've struggled with your incarnation at this fundamental level, this is where the work on the energy body really needs to begin. The same goes for those who have experienced intense sexual trauma, like rape. It's a fundamental violation of the energy body. Be gentle with yourself. The trials and tribulations of this planet are messed up, but we can heal and we can get stronger energetically by finding these wounds and blockages and feeling our way through them. Essentially, we need exposure therapy to emotions. The more we actually allow ourselves to feel, the less control the fear of emotions has over us. Otherwise, the fear keeps us locked down in the lower awareness of survival circuitry. Meditations, visualizations, mantras, and actions for the red ray. Remember that we are children of Mother Earth, and she loves us. She provides for all creatures without question. Except humans? That can't be right, can it? Of course not. Earning our keep is part of the illusion. The planetary body loves you and wants to see you thrive by just existing in her beautiful creation. Meditating in nature is always the best, but visualizing nature in meditation is a good consolation prize. Imagine yourself as a small sapling. Feel your roots growing deep into the earth, absorbing everything you could possibly need from the fertile soil beneath you. Feel the roots and legs of other beings who also exist below the crust. Stretch your branches out. Wiggle your leaves in the sun. Thank the sun. Imagine what it must feel like to photosynthesize, turning white light into green. Let the birds and the bees pollinate your flowers. The orange ray. The orange ray is a secondary ray, which means that it's a transitory ray from the red primary ray to the yellow primary ray. The primary rays are energy projected outwards, and the secondary rays are more of an inward energy. The orange ray is about how we deal with our interpersonal relationships, like with our family, our partners, our coworkers, our boss, and especially ourselves. It begins with how you feel about yourself as a person. Worthy? Unworthy? Too worthy? And the orange ray is where we play out dominant and submissive predator-prey relationships. For instance, the boss-employee relationship is quite often inherently dominant-submissive just by pay ratio. However, this doesn't have to manifest in orange ray blockages. If your boss enjoys power plays and making you feel small or stupid or frustrated, this is an orange ray battle. Same with anyone else in your life. If you find an interpersonal relationship where these energies are uneven, one person has far more control over the other, or even just a constant battle of the wills, this is an orange ray situation. It's always a matter of frame of mind. Sure, you have a pay differential with your boss. Do you internalize that as a lack of self-worth? Do you push yourself to work harder because of this lack, hoping that your hard work will be recognized by the one above you? Do you feel a drive to make more money to prove your worth? Or are you happy and have your material needs met by your financial situation? How personally do you take this relationship? There are many expectations in the orange ray. This is where we feel a lot of possession and jealousy. Romantic love, in fact, is an intense distortion of the orange ray. Yes, it feels incredible and amazing, thanks to the logos wanting us to make babies, but ultimately the most intensive and early feelings of romance are a desire to possess the person that you are obsessed with, and to be possessed by them. This is orange ray. It's an addiction, and it feels great, but it's drama, and this is why relationships that are exciting will often fizzle into boring, as our orange rays settle into each other and the conflict of possession subsides. If you find yourself wanting to bail as soon as a relationship gets boring, look to the orange ray. And of course, all of our interpersonal relationships really stem outwards from how we feel about ourselves. If we think we are just way cooler and smarter than everyone else, then we're likely going to be the dominant person in each interaction and energy transfer. If we are constantly worrying if we are good enough or meeting expectations, then we are going to be the submissive person, having our energy harvested. If we think we're cool and smart but nobody else does, this also creates its own variety of blockages and thought forms. The trick to dealing with our own thought forms about ourselves is that then we stop projecting our shadows. Bring those shadows into the light of our consciousness so that they aren't being used to terrorize others. The orange ray is our animal body. It's important to recognize that so many things that we think are uniquely human are decidedly not. Our basic emotional reactions to most situations are rooted in the part of our brain shared by all mammals. We want to have superiority and dominance over animals, but this distances us from our own bodies and experiences. And the role of our bodies is to communicate to us what we haven't processed in the mind. Rejected and unprocessed emotions and experiences begin to distort the body into illness. A lot of this process begins in the orange ray. If you have physical ailments in this area of the body, Really, whatever area your physical ailments exist usually corresponds to a blockage. However, a good portion of physical catalyst comes from this area of the body. It's always good to pay attention to the noises that the body is making. Don't brush them off as a nuisance or consider them something to dominate. Meditations, visualizations, mantras, and actions for the orange ray. Remember, for better or worse, your second density self is your animal self. We're just self-conscious animals. Take care of your animal self as well as any beloved pet. Groom yourself, do self-care, be tender. Don't push yourself past your limits. Eat good, high-quality foods to your ability. Spend time with animals. Look in their eyes, see their humanity, see your own animal self, and see the Creator. In meditation, feel your body. Listen to the quiet noises that your body is making. Find where the scared little prey animal inside of you needs comfort and protection. The yellow ray. The yellow ray, then, is the next primary ray, projecting energy back out, dealing more directly with other selves instead of just the relationship with the self projected. The yellow ray is about how we integrate with society at large. Yellow ray is less about interpersonal relationships and more about groups and strangers. At work, your interpersonal relationships with coworkers and your boss belong in the orange ray. However, the role you fill at your job, the personality that the group projects upon you, this is yellow ray. Maybe everyone sees you as a leader. Maybe everyone sees you as incompetent, too old, too young, or lazy. Maybe you're just weird and barely tolerated because you perform at a high level. Whatever role is projected upon you by the group and the catalyst that comes from that is the yellow ray. The yellow ray is where we care about our general appearance, our social status, our titles, and our place in the overall hierarchy of society. Homelessness isn't just hard because of a lack of resources, it's hard because society projects failure, drug addict, crazy, and deserving upon those who end up in catastrophic financial situations. And if you end up in a difficult situation like that, it's so easy to believe these things about the self. Everyone wants to believe that if they just follow all the right steps that society has laid out for them, that nothing so awful will happen to them. So it must be the fault of the individual who has somehow failed to meet the minimum expectations. Think of how poorly it feels to just be out of work, even temporarily. The programmed inquisition from the rest of society makes us cagey and helps corral us into the proper line of behavior. Get another job. Don't be a drain on society. Don't make my taxes pay for your laziness. Don't be a useless eater. Chasing what society tells you is of value is where we get trapped in the yellow ray. Maybe we think our partner is low value and are afraid others will judge us for them being ugly, fat, poor, old, whatever. Maybe we think our job is embarrassing. Maybe our kid is having a meltdown at the grocery store and onlookers are making cruel comments under their breath. Maybe our car is old and tacky, and we have to deal with everyone seeing us in a beater whenever we drive around. Maybe our Instagram feed isn't exciting or bougie enough. When we feel embarrassed about how strangers perceive us, this is yellow ray. I live in a trailer park. Maybe knowing this makes you consider me trailer trash. In fact, a small part of me hopes that it does, because then you have a beautiful opportunity to work on the yellow ray and your expectations of the persona people are capable of projecting. For another personal example, when I sit down to write something like this, I could just cringe at myself and say, "Come on, Jade, you're really just a big nerd. Nobody cares. Everyone's going to laugh at you or think you're arrogant or pretentious or stupid." We've all felt that way posting something on the internet, really. Luckily for me, my first memories are of being tormented for being a nerd, so I've long ago dealt with that permanent mark. But if I want, it's there for me to engage with. Because the yellow ray essentially always is, because this is our density. If someone leaves an aggressive comment on something I write, I can take it personally, or I can let it go. My skin's pretty thick, but I'm certainly not going to tempt the universe with the hubris of believing it's impossible to get under it. So really, the yellow ray is how we feel about how others react to our attempts at engaging with the world at large. I think most of us feel pretty weird and outcast most of the time. But we don't have to feel that way, because society wants us to feel that way. Become the meme. I may be cringe, but I am free. Here are the facts. We cannot control how others see us. It is possible to commit no mistakes and still lose. quoting Captain Picard. We can follow every rule ever laid out in front of us and still be rejected by society for one reason or another. In fact, the less distortions we carry within ourselves, the more of a mirror we become, and the more others just project their own perceived failures or fears or desires upon us anyway. You can be the perfect employee, but still be hated by your coworkers slash boss slash customers. You can be highly educated in a field, but no one takes you seriously because you don't have a high enough degree or certification. Or even worse, you may be dismissed for other discriminatory reasons. You could be someone who is highly motivated for social justice and becomes a lawyer and only represents little David against evil Goliath pro bono every time, but still will have people sneering at you for how they perceive your job as a lawyer. You can be the perfect and most selfless mother, but all anyone sees is the meltdown in the grocery store. There are many ways we will try to fit someone else's expectations of us and fall short from their limited viewpoint. And there are many ways we try to do the right or good thing, but get scorned. Society may judge you lazy or a loser or crazy or who knows how many other terrible things. The thing is, that's the design of society, to keep you in a cage, to scare you from becoming more than you are. To keep you safely corralled within a certain set of parameters so that you function optimally for the larger machine. To use the peer pressure of the group mind maelstrom to keep everyone locked down within a controllable level of conscious awareness. The yellow ray helps civilize our primal animal selves so that we can, ideally, function in a society at a larger level than the tribe. However, this is just one of the stops in the line of human progression. As I've said, what we're talking about with the energy body is not intelligence, but awareness. As we ascend, our awareness grows. Those who take pleasure in controlling society do so by forcing us to constantly engage with thought forms that keep us locked down in the lower three chakras. This arrests the potential for awareness. Ra says, "As in all distortions, the source is the limit of the viewpoint." This is good for them, because the last thing they need is for the 99% to realize that we are one. So here's an example of the same catalyst through the first three chakras. Every experience goes through the chakras in order. Let's say that you've been with your partner for a while, but then you start to get a wandering eye. You start thinking about sexual relationships with other people who stimulate that orange ray attraction. In the red ray, this blockage says that person is so attractive, having sex with them will feel so amazing, it will be life-affirming. In the orange ray, it says, I'd feel so much happier if I was with this person. I'd get to be around their beauty all day, and that would make me feel better about myself. And I deserve them on my mantle as a trophy. The yellow ray says, if I had a more attractive partner, people would respect me more. Maybe my boss would promote me. It could be all of these feelings, or it could be one feeling. The work, of course, is going inside of ourselves and finding out what feelings we have and where they are coming from, and doing that without an eye towards judgment or shame. Accept your animal/human feelings and needs as valid and normal, and not shameful in any way. Mantras, visualizations, and actions for the yellow ray. Learn to recognize the things that you admire in other people, and then look inside and see why you feel that lack within yourself. Join a group. Reddit is fine, but anonymous interaction doesn't really give you yellow ray catalyst as much as orange ray. Find a group that meditates together. There are many online spaces being held for spiritual and even Law of One specific groups. Putting yourself in groups of people is the best way to work on the yellow ray. Judge and be judged. Get through all of that and find the other side. Turning social disorder into harmony is the real work of third density. In meditation, visualize a harmonious world. Without borders, without wars. Use your imagination to help create the potentials for a harmonious fourth density Earth. The transition to harvest. Look, before we move into the green ray, those who are overcome with compassion are repulsive. It's baffling why they would bother spending so much energy caring for other people that they don't even know. Having people point a finger to every ill of society can be truly exhausting. They're just virtue signaling and annoying social justice warriors. Ra says, as yellow ray entities, we are faced with a choice. We can enter the brighter light of fourth density, or we can turn heel and head back into the lower awareness levels of the orange ray, focusing on the self. Choosing the lower levels of awareness can be comforting if we're not quite ready to hold the light from the higher densities. It's easier to grasp the totality of the orange ray than to move into the unknown. In fact, we see this playing out in our political parties, and I'm talking about the U.S., of course, the primary circus. Republicans are there for those who are reverting to the orange ray, tribalism, with a bit of attention to the yellow ray, reforming social institutions. The Democrats are definitely focused on yellow ray institutional stuff, I guess, but they also like to tempt us with green ray social welfare reforms. Of course, both parties, and most third density entities, are still very much believers in the bootstrap idea that people's worth and monetary value is dependent upon their labor, a core yellow ray belief that you must contribute to society in a tangible way to be able to participate in society's benefits. However, in the green ray is where we move into love without an expectation of return. Essentially, we need to create a social welfare state where those who need resources are given those resources. No questions asked, until all of their basic needs are met and they are given the best opportunity to succeed in living their life, however they want to live it. I know that can be a hard pill to swallow, but objectively, there are homeless people and prisoners who are contributing to the planetary vibrations to a much higher degree than some quote-unquote respectable members of society. We have to move beyond seeing people only for their tangible worth, or seeing any human who is just trying to survive as a drain on society. Jesus said, "The meek will inherit the earth." Those who have the least should be given as much as possible to help them flourish. We still routinely shun not just the homeless and the imprisoned, but the disabled, the poor, the mentally unwell, children, and many just based upon what borders were drawn around the place they were born. Turning around this negative judgment from society is work we must do internally, with our own acceptance of all others, and then as each individual works to raise their vibration, eventually the planetary vibration will tick over to the speed where disharmony will not be possible. Of course, acceptance of others requires acceptance of self. This is often where we must start. Another interesting way we can see society reverting to the orange ray at this time is through the use of dating apps. For a long time, the act of two people getting together in a relationship came from the yellow ray social sphere. A friend introduces you to a friend. You meet at work, or at church, or at a mutual grocery store. There is almost always a line of provenance between meeting someone and other people in your life that you care about. Therefore, each person acting in the relationship usually kept themselves to a higher standard of behavior, because any bad behavior would be exposed somewhere in the chain, and everyone at work would know that you ghosted Tony's sister after their date. Now, with dating apps, the interaction is so much more orange ray, where it's just two people connecting directly, without the backbone of a social structure. Bad behavior doesn't necessarily filter into the yellow ray life experience. It can be compartmentalized into just the orange. So there isn't the benefit of the expectations of higher consciousness behavior that we get from the yellow ray pulling us higher. Anyway, my heart generally goes out to anyone trying to date these days. Connection is being gatekept. Of course, it just takes a slightly higher awareness to rise above the traps that are laid out to keep us locked down. So I have a raw quote to share. It's from session 16.50. Questioner, thank you. Is it possible for you to give a small description of the conditions in fourth density? I am raw. We ask you to consider as we speak that there are no words for positively describing fourth density. We can only explain what is not and approximate what is. Beyond fourth density, our ability grows more limited still until we become without words. That which fourth density is not. It is not of words, unless chosen. It is not of heavy chemical body. That which fourth density is not. It is not of words, unless chosen. It is not of heavy chemical vehicles for the body complex activities. It is not of disharmony within self. It is not of disharmony within peoples. It is not within limits of possibility to cause disharmony in any way. Approximations of positive statements. It is a plane of a type of bipedal vehicle, which is much denser and more full of life. It is a plane wherein one is aware of the thoughts of other selves. It is a plane where one is aware of the vibrations of other selves. It is a plane of compassion and understanding of the sorrows of third density. It is a plane striving towards wisdom or light. It is a plane wherein individual differences are pronounced, although automatically harmonized by group consensus. The green ray. The great work resides here in the green ray. This is the engine where we generate love, which then goes through the blue ray and is imbued with light. And then when we get to the indigo, it becomes love light, light love, intelligent infinity. The things that block the green ray are the blockages in the lower chakras, because the energy rises from below. Anger, resentment, expectation of return, disgust, these are coming from somewhere below, and it's good to try to find where. And yes, entities who have a locus in the green ray will still feel these things from time to time. When we feel compassion, this can lead to anger against those perpetrating the crimes against humanity and the planet. A green ray entity can use this anger to open the green ray and to polarize even further. But all of these energies, usually starting with fear, squeeze the pipe and restrict the energy that can come into the green ray. The more we can lean in where we feel these feelings, and instead find the love and compassion to replace the lower chakra emotions, this is the work of the green ray. I love this quote from Leo Tolstoy. When the suffering of another creature causes you to feel pain, do not submit to the initial desire to flee from the suffering one. On the contrary, come closer, as close as you can to him who suffers, and try to help. This is concrete action to crystallize the green ray, and this is always helpful work for the planetary vibrations. It's the instinct of the animal self to flee from apparent suffering. It's a higher order of awareness to see a need in someone else and to know that you can reach out to help. And here I will share another quote from the raw material. It's session 33.8. Ra says, "It is completely true to the best of our knowledge that the orientation or polarization of the mind-body-spirit complex is cause of the perceptions generated by each entity. Thus, a scene may be observed in your grocery store. The entity ahead of self may be without sufficient funds. One entity may then take this opportunity to steal. Another may take this opportunity to feel itself a failure. Another may unconcernedly remove the least necessary items, pay for what it can, and go about its business. The one behind the self, observing, may feel compassion, may feel an insult because of standing next to a poverty-stricken person, may feel generosity, may feel indifference." I think this grocery store analogy Ra uses is a good general litmus test for where the locus of the energy body is. What is your general reaction to each situation? Do you feel compassion, generosity? Do you feel resentment or indifference? When embarrassing things happen to you, do you feel like a failure and ruminate? Or do you try to laugh and move on? The more you feel, quote, compassion and understanding for the sorrows of third density, from the earlier citation from session 16, whether your own or others, the more you are working from the green ray. The more you judge someone else for how they suffer or experience the trials and tribulations of this world, the more work there is to do in the lower chakras. Of course, understanding is a misnomer for our experience here in third density. However, as we move our locus into the density of wisdom and understanding, our misunderstanding gets a little less distorted from understanding. Manifestations, visualization, mantras, and actions for the green ray. Think of the person you love the most. Maybe it's your mom, your grandma, your partner, your cat. Whoever it is, sit in meditation and feel the love you have for them. Explore the tangible feeling created in your body when you feel love for them. Know that it's completely possible to feel this type of love for any and all creatures on Earth, including and especially yourself. Know that this is how the Creator feels about you, and open to receive the love that the Creator offers just by its very being. If you see someone asking for help, and your first instinct is to help, but your second instinct is to doubt yourself. For instance, you see a homeless person with a sign, but then you worry that maybe they won't spend your money on the proper goods. Ignore that second voice. Act on the first. Intentions matter more than action or manifestation. Don't talk yourself out of helping someone if you feel moved to help someone. If there is wisdom to balance, it can come later. Compassion comes first. The blue ray. So after doing all of the work, moving from the primary yellow to the primary blue by working through the internal process of compassion and acceptance, we will eventually be able to access the blue ray level of awareness. As I've said before, True wisdom is not an accumulation of knowledge, but a vibration that's from an accumulation of compassion. This compassion refines itself into an understanding of how to best help others, without infringing upon their free will as creator of their own experience. Wisdom without compassion is negative wisdom, and creates separation instead of helping to heal and reunify. The wisdom of the blue ray is the compassion developed in the green ray projected outwards. This is why the choice is paramount. Everyone wants to be seen as a wise blue ray entity, but nobody wants to do the work of being seen as a foolish little green ray entity. The great paradox of ascending out of the yellow ray, of caring what other people think. Ra says that in fifth density, entities wield light much like we would wield a pen and paper. This is why Ra also says visualizations are the work of the blue ray entity. Being able to hold an image in your mind for an extended period of time is a boon for blue ray work. Let me be clear. Having access to this skill in and of itself has nothing to do with access to the blue ray locus. But having the skill of visualization means that once one does have access to the blue ray, they have a head start on those of us who have to practice and develop our skills of visualization. Blu-ray entities also communicate in a way that is generally understandable to most. The lower your locus of energetic awareness, the more likely you will be to be misunderstood when you try to explain yourself, no matter how hard you try. Also, the more likely one is to misunderstand others. The Blu-ray entity speaks with clarity that pierces through many armors, though misunderstanding and confusion is always possible. However, communication is barely contained within the words we use, especially as we build our own spiritual gravity. It's an energy exchange, and the Blu-ray entity is tuned more to the energy exchange than the words. Ra says that a Blu-ray entity has the power to help others work through their blockages. This would be your teachers, your healers, etc. I myself usually determine my locus as residing somewhere in the Blu-ray, and part of that is because people react to my posts affirming that they've received a new clarity of their own through reading my words. As you've heard here through this series of words that I've woven together, at this point, if you're still here, you've likely had little lightning bolts of awareness that feel really workable and usable. Maybe you feel a bit of renewed excitement to do some spiritual work, to clear out the dust and cobwebs that have been accumulated from stepping off the path. These are Blu-ray transfers from me to you and back to me. The best part is that I too get to learn from whatever ends up falling through my fingers as I try to answer the call from others. As we move into the Blu-ray, we begin to truly internalize and recognize ourselves as co-creator, not just an intellectual or hypothetical understanding. It's hard to call it a knowing because this isn't the density of knowing. It's the density of faith despite confusion. And as I've tried to explain a few times now, it's not intellectual wisdom, it's a vibration that allows access to awareness. As the locus moves higher, our vantage point grows higher. However, as I've also said many times, raising this locus of awareness is not possible without spending time, space, and meditation, seeking the silence of time, space. This is how we merge with the co-creator within. Do I see all of you as co-creators alongside me? Heck yeah, I do. It's not really a question. That's why I spend days at my keyboard or at my microphone, sharing niche essays for a small group of people. You all speak the language of Ra, and I like communicating through this language, so here we are. I'm just sharing what this self has gathered with my other selves. And it's very fulfilling to be able to perform a service that is useful, exists perpetually, and is a natural part of my being. I don't know why I chose to hyperfocus upon and retain the Law of One at such a high level, but my guess is because this is actually what I'm supposed to be doing. So that's pretty cool to have that level of fulfillment of self and action and service come together. And it's really a culmination of just integrating Ra's teachings at the highest level of fidelity that I can. Meditations, visualizations, mantras, and actions for the Blu-ray. Singing music that expresses some sort of praise for the Creator is a really good exercise for the throat. And I'm not saying just church songs, but any song that you feel has a purity and an intention and a calling for the beyond. Simple visualizations. Ra says something like a rose or a Buddha or any inspirational image, and holding it in the mind is a way to develop the visualization powers of the Blu-ray. The Indigo Ray. The Indigo Ray is the ray where love light and light love merge. Where the Blu-ray entity wields light, the Indigo Ray entity is light. This is intelligent infinity. All of these words are vague and coded because it takes a higher awareness to grasp this energy, and that awareness is beyond words. For me, the biggest key to the indigo ray that Ra offers is that intelligent infinity is congruent with faith. So the indigo ray entity has truly surrendered their will to the Creator and feels a lot of peace and joy knowing that they are living to their fullest expression of self in most possible moments. Of course, the point of being a veiled human is to continue to have moments that attempt to knock us off our center. But the indigo ray entity becomes almost immune to the negative effects of most catalysts. Ross says, crystalline structures do not break. Everything can be spun and turned into the positive by the far-seeing adept. Thus, there becomes nothing at all to fear, because every experience has the same great positive potential. At the indigo level of existence, service to others becomes automatic. This means that the vibration released by the being of one who is at this level is service in and of itself. But it also means that when an indigo ray entity sees a need for service that they are capable of filling, they do it. For instance, the green ray entity may hesitate, wondering if they give money to a person on the street, if they are feeding a hungry body, or just feeding an addiction. An indigo ray entity sees a dirty, hungry human with a sign that says anything helps and takes that literally. As Ra says, we are one body. When we see a hungry person, the correct and most balanced action is to feed them. When you are hungry, do you think twice before you feed yourself? In either way, when you're sitting down in your warm home and you pour yourself a glass of wine before dinner, do you consider yourself a moral failure for choosing pleasure and relaxation? For an indigo ray entity, acting to serve another is the same automatic action to serving the basic needs of the self. The awareness that all is one, via the deliberate release of blockages in the lower chakras, allows the love light, light love of the self to be directed where it needs to flow automatically. No being needs to take action to be a positive or balanced creature on this planet, but there is a point where you can become a channel for the Creator and give of yourself without feeling depleted, because you know even the apparent limitation of energy is an illusion. The green ray entity will deplete itself as a means of giving itself away in service, potentially unto death or martyrdom. The indigo ray entity knows that giving itself away merely multiplies the energy generated. There is no depletion of self in giving to another. There is an expansion of self through giving to another. Meditations, visualizations, mantras, and actions for the indigo ray. I think the best thing that I can offer that I do is that I literally surrender in meditation. I surrender my will to the Creator. That surrender is firmly rooted in a desire to do no harm and to only be service to others. But that's really all I got. Surrender, surrender, service. Ahimsa, agape. It's not a life for everyone, as this part of the path becomes quite straight and narrow. However, if you ascend patiently and sequentially through the energy body, these desires develop as a function of increased awareness. The violet ray. The violet ray is the North Pole, and contains the totality of our vibratory being. Our aura, our inner locus, our blockages are all shown in the violet ray. The energy allowed through the North Pole increases as the South Pole reaches higher. This is what affects our vibrational awareness. A blue ray entity has more downstreaming energy than a green, and therefore the incoming light they can wield and the fields that they can work with are increased. The violet ray, containing our totality, also has the information on our past lives as well as potential future lives. We don't directly balance or work with the violet ray through the violet ray. It's a function of the rest of our energy body. And this is just a random thought I had in this moment as I'm finishing this essay. As the violet ray is the totality of self, it contains the entirety of the social memory complex in some portion. So I think it's possible that work that affects the violet ray can be helpful for all members of our social memory complex. But I have no citations, it's just a plausible thought that percolated through as I'm wrapping up this essay. Summary. The energy body is a crucial and critical part of understanding ourselves through a metaphysical lens. Understanding and working with the energy body can help heal almost any transitory physical distortion. But this work must be balanced with meditation. Working with the energy body is best done with the right brain and not the left. If you are a visual person, when you are in meditation, visualize your chakras. See how they are moving. I do not have fantastic visualization skills, but what I do have is proprioceptive skills, meaning I have physical sensations that I interpret. For instance, when I say I think my locus is in the blue ray, That's because when I activate that question to the self, I feel very strong presence in my throat. When I'm dealing with orange ray catalyst, I feel it in the orange ray. None of the work within the energy body has to be logical or tangible. It merely has to be sequential and performed with regularity. We have to build a language pathway for the body to speak with us. Just like any tool, with the law of responsibility, once we begin to use it, we have to continue using it. You can't begin communicating with your energy body, but then ignore it when it becomes inconvenient. You can put it on the back burner, but you mustn't forget what blockages you found cooking within your energy body. Using the will to ignore what one recognizes as truth becomes a freight train of its own. So meditate and seek to understand the self through the energy body. Good luck and Godspeed.